Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4456.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My grandfather had a significant influence on me. Just, my parents are really terrible financially. So he's really financially strict, and my grandparents are very comfortable because they've always lived within their means and didn't overspend. So that was something that had a great effect on me, and it's sort of the way that I manage my finances and the way that I think about things now.
What do you aspire to be?
I don't aspire so much to be anything. I aspire to do things. So I aspire to get to a level where I don't have to work, where I can travel when I want to and do what I want, basically, and not be forced to work a 9-to-5 every day and have to show up and stuff like that.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'm extremely rational, very pragmatic. I am brutally honest with people. I tell them how I feel, and I tell them my opinion. I tend to have very strong opinions, so I don't lie to people. If I have a problem with them, I'll tell them. If I think they can improve in some way, I'll tell them. So that rubs a lot of people the wrong way, but I think a lot of people also appreciate that.
What makes you smile?
My dogs make me smile. You know, good food, going on vacation. Yeah, things like that. That's pretty much it.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a pit bull mix, and I have a, well, we think he's a boxer shepherd mix, but we're not quite sure. Both of them we adopted from an animal shelter.
What types of things make you sad?
Well, like animal abuse makes me sad. Like, me and my wife volunteer a lot with shelters, and just like she's a part of a lot of Facebook groups and stuff like that, and you see how much animal abuse there is in the world and stuff like that. So that's really sad. That makes me sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
As I said before, my parents were terrible with money. So like I grew up in a upper middle income town, and my parents were like on the lower end of that. And so I saw sort of what other people had, and I wanted that, and I saw like that my parents could have had that, but they didn't because they made poor decisions. So that shaped me, and it gave me goals to what I aspired to have and to be, and it also gave me examples of how not to accomplish that.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I think my brutal honesty distinguishes me from people else. I didn't necessarily develop the attribute. I think it's just something that you either have or you don't have. As I get older, and I seem to not worry. I worry less and less about how people are perceiving me, and I have more and more self-esteem. So I guess it's getting stronger and stronger as I get older, but I'm not necessarily developing it.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think that self-motivation is the most admirable quality. Because I don't think that it really is something that you can really develop. It's something that you have to have within you, and it's something that I struggle with personally. So that's probably why I admire it. I mean, I have it to a degree, but I always think that you can be motivated more. So someone who's naturally motivated all the time is something that I admire.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like the least?
I think I have a lot of self-discipline, so I admire that most in myself. What I admire least in myself, the quality that I like least is that I have a fear of loss sometimes, and that prevents me from taking risks that would be rewarding. So sometimes I'm a little too safe, and I hope that I can develop and not be so afraid of loss and be more worried about realize the gain that could come about taking a risk.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
My wife, we like to go out to dinner and we like to watch TV and watch movies and stuff like that. With my extended family, a lot of barbecues and beach trips and stuff like that. So I enjoy.
Tell me about the most cherished present you've ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
My parents bought me a car when I was 17. So that was my most cherished gift. One of the largest gifts it probably is the largest gift I've ever received. And, it gave me freedom, the ability to go wherever I wanted to and do things at the time. So that's the one that was most cherished.
What kind of car was it?
It was a 1984 Chevrolet Camaro.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Going to the beach was probably like my number one thing. My mom's a nurse, so she doesn't work every day. So in the summertime, we would go to the beach like 4 or 5 times a week. Sometimes my great grandfather had a shore house, so I have a lot of memories of going to the beach every day and hanging out in the house and stuff like that.
What is your favorite book, and what type of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book is really like a series. It was one I read in middle school. It was the Hatchet and Brian's Winter. It's about like a teenage boy who gets stranded in the wilderness, and all he has is a hatchet, and he has to learn how to survive and build shelters and stuff like that. So I just thought that was really cool, and as like a young teenager, like that seemed like something that would be almost fun. It was probably a little romanticized in the novel, but you know, the idea of, like, wilderness and survival and stuff like that has always interested me, so that interested me a lot. It's the second part of the question, right?
What types of books do you enjoy?
I enjoy fiction books, really, but I honestly don't read that often, so it's kind of...
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
It was the Dark Knight Rises, and I did like it. It was my favorite of the new Batman trilogy.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
Football and baseball are the two sports that I follow closely. Football more than baseball.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
I don't know if you can really consider it a hobby, but it takes up a large portion of my time. So exercising and physical fitness, because that's every day, a couple hours a day is something I do. I also mountain bike, go to the beach, those things.
Are you a creative person? And if so, how do you express your creativity?
I think I'm creative in some ways, but I'm not artistic. So my creativity is expressed through problem solving. I'm very good at identifying a system that is flawed or weak and figuring out how to make it better.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be flying a fighter jet. That's something that I think would be really cool to do, and it's something that not a lot of people get to do, obviously. So I just think that would be an awesome experience to do that.
Where would you like to be the most?
Probably, well, on a beach somewhere. I mean, I'm not sure which beach is the best, but yeah, on a beach somewhere.
What is your approach to life?
I identify things that I want, and I figure out how I can get them, and I do the work or the things necessary to get them.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties?
A couple years ago, I had just started a new job with a very small startup company, and I also bought a house, and they were falling behind on paying me, so I was struggling financially to pay my mortgage and eat. And so, like, we had, it was winter time, so we had, like, the thermostat set to 55, so it was freezing. You know, we're eating pasta every day and everything. So that was the most difficult time just because it was very stressful. It's always stressful not having money and not knowing if you're going to be able to pay your mortgage and everything else. So eventually I overcame them by leaving that company and finding a new job. So the way my perspective changed was I think I was a little bit, well, I always think I'm more naive the older I get. I get less and less naive the older I get. So I think that I'm a lot more skeptical about what people promise me and what they say. And I don't trust people as much.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I work on my house all the time, so I don't know if there's one particular instance, but as I improve my house, I find that very rewarding because it's something that I get to look at every day, and it's something that I can be proud of, and I get to live in it, and I get to also, I save a lot of money by doing it myself, so it's very rewarding for me.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yeah, I like Risk. I'm not really sure why, but probably because I'm pretty good at it. I also like Scrabble. Scrabble's really good. But people tend not to like to play board games with me because they take them very seriously. I also tend to win, too. So.
Who is your favorite actor?
I don't know, it changes all the time. But I really like... I'll say Ricky Gervais, just because he does a lot more than just acting. He does stand-up comedy, he writes, he directs, he does a lot of things. So he's really is my favorite celebrity. So I really enjoy the stuff that he does.
What is your favorite dinner?
Filet mignon with macaroni and cheese and Caesar salad for a salad, obviously. And then chocolate lava cake for dessert.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and why.
I'd like to interview Ricky Gervais. As I said before, he's like one of my favorite celebrities. I just think that he's incredibly intelligent. He does a lot of different things that span a bunch of different genres and stuff, and I just think he'd be really interesting and fun to talk to.
Why did you choose computer engineering as your career?
As a kid, I always enjoyed computers, and I saw it as a growing industry. Originally, I was a computer science major, but then I realized I enjoyed engineering more than computer programming, so I just kind of found my way into computer engineering.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
The most interesting about my current position is I get to travel and troubleshoot systems, so along the problem-solving route again, that's what's most interesting for me, is when there's something broken and I have to figure out what it is that's broken and how to fix it.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be?
I don't know, a lawyer kind of seems appealing to me, although I think they probably work way too much, but they are compensated a lot more than I am, so that's appealing to me.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'd like to be doing something similar to what I'm doing now, but in more of a leadership role. That's pretty much, and just sort of like in having a lot more fun and worrying less about like my house and stuff like that.
What do you love most about your wife?
She's so super focused and super driven, and she motivates me, so I really like that.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
She'd probably say take her out to dinner every night, because that's her like favorite thing to do. So, yeah, that's probably the nicest thing I could do for her.
How was your relationship with your parents?
My relationship with each individual parent was pretty good, but like my parents themselves had a terrible relationship, so that probably strained my relationship with my parents. But they were pretty they weren't very strict, so I think that was good for me because it allowed me to be very independent and it allowed me to make mistakes. So I learned at a young age when there's a lot less at stake how to do things, and I became more independent as a person, and I think that really, really helped me.
How would you describe yourself as a child?
I know that other people describe me as a child as like a little terror, so I would, I ran around and kind of did what I wanted, and I think I was unwieldy, so I don't know, that's not how I remember it, but I'll take other people's word for it.
What are your best memories of college?
I really enjoyed the internships that I did while I was in college. I got a lot of practical work experience that I think that ultimately helped me get a job right out of college. So I got to interact with people that were already professionals and in the field, and I think that helped me a lot to advance and grow as a person.
Was there a teacher or teachers who had a particularly strong influence on your life?
Yeah, in high school, I was in junior ROTC. One of my instructors had a big influence on me in a lot of ways. A lot of what they teach there is like leadership skills and just a lot of like life skills. So there's just a ton of things that I learned from him that I continue to use to this day.
What lessons have your work life taught you?
It's taught me that people are basically lazy and will do the minimum amount of work necessary. So, you know, it's also taught me how to interact with people in a way that protects me, because people are ultimately going to look out for their own self-interest. So you really have to be careful what you share with people and how close you become to them. In my personal experience, a lot of times people are too friendly at work, and it ends up being detrimental to their professional careers because of that.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
I think I really am what I thought I was going to be. When I was younger, I think I had a slightly different idea of what I would be. Like, I thought I would be doing a little bit more intellectual engineering work than I am. And that's something that I still strive to do, which is why I'm going back for graduate school. So I think I'm on the right track, or I'm on the same track that I thought I would be when I was younger. I just haven't quite achieved my ultimate goal yet.
Do you have any favorite stories from your work life?
Yeah, I get to travel a lot for work. So, like, I got to go to Hawaii for my job, and when we went there, we had a couple days off, so we got to go to Pipeline, and I rented a surfboard and got to surf Pipeline, so that was something that was I always wanted to do, and I got to do it with my work paying for it, so that was really cool.
Why did you decide to participate in the Stoner program?
I'm going back to graduate school, and my employer no longer offers education assistance benefits, so this is helping to subsidize my my degree.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Hopefully that this interview was okay. I find these types of things very difficult for me personally, so hopefully you got a sense of who I am as a person, and that's all I really hope to accomplish with that.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4456.